The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Fightful Faithful. Welcome to another episode of Sour Graps. I'm your host, Alex Pulowski, and everything sucks. With me, as always, is Kate Elizabeth, just like last night. Just kidding, it's Alexis Cardoza. I'm going to do this bit every time we co-host together because I think it's hilarious.
I kind of look like her? I don't know.
Kind of. It's the bangs.
It is the bangs. I knew it.
It's a dead giveaway. So please send in your Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Send in your Super Chats. Set down the bottom of the little thing here. Kate is in the middle of the ocean, so she couldn't be here. If she had good enough service, and apparently she doesn't, we were going to try and do a couple of Sands of Blind, where I tell her things that happened during the show, and then she guesses if I'm telling the truth or a lie. I would just be able to tell her the truth about most of these matches. She'd be like, there's no way that happened. So yeah, there you go. This is a treat for you. Two Alexes. Robert couldn't make it because Jeremy Lambert is a slave driver and needs somebody to help him cover the press conference. You know, we're going to answer all these softball questions and see if we can give you a quote. Yeah, sure. The press conference. Anyway, Bobo's got to do that. So, So Sean apparently is going to join and give some press conference notes later, which is good. So if anything breaks, any scoops get broken, Sean will be here to tell us. It's Vengeance Day. Are you a normal viewer of the NXT product?
I get a lot of my news through you guys what's happening. Mm-hmm. I like watching the pay-per-views just to kind of, PLEs.
Yeah, sure. No.
The play. To kind of keep in touch with what's going on. But I was so damn NXT gun. I wouldn't even watch Raw or SmackDown. That's so bad. But then everything now switched. Yep. I barely watch NXT because of what's, I don't know. I guess once they rebranded to Nickelodeon.
Yeah. That was a rough time, man. That was a rough time.
But slowly coming back in. I'm treading water again.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump in too deep because I'm afraid that I might get stung again.
But like, yeah, it's funny because it really felt like for a while they were just throwing a bunch of children into the water who'd never had swimming lessons and then videotaping it. And that's not good. Don't do that. At least put a lifeguard out there. But now it feels like they've got some feet underneath them. They know what they're doing, and they'll go out there and like, we're gonna have this awesome banger match. And like, hey, cool, great match, sounds awesome. Come over here. I'm gonna change the finish so it's absolute dog shit. Everything else can be great, but I'm gonna change the finish so it doesn't make sense at all. Cool, great. Go out there and have your match, but I'm in charge of the finish.
I was reading your tweets,
and that seemed to be a theme for at least the first half of the show. Is that you let these people go out there and actually really show what they can do and then book an ending that doesn't make any sense. So, yeah.
We have gone this through before. I think it was yesterday, almost 24 hours ago. We cannot think logically.
No.
Not even not with endings. No.
CO says, if anything breaks, I see what you did there. I don't see what I... What did I do? What happened? I don't know. Oh, you mean like a chair over the back of somebody? Not that kind of press conference, I don't think. So we started out the night with Wesley and Dijak. And holy shit, man, Wesley's been holding back. Like he got in there with somebody and they actually said, okay, let's because I know like they never really gave him a straight up one-on-one match with Carmelo Hayes, which is what I was wanting. Like they made him fight Trick Williams a bunch of times, and like Trick has his place, but it's not like he's not going toe to toe, move for move with Wesley. So he had to like hold himself back, and like I just don't feel like they ever like said, "Okay, the chains are off, go." Also, here's the perfect dance partner for a guy like you, who you can throw yourself out and bounce off of him, and you get to show all of your strength. My God, like he picking him up on deadlift, German suplexes and stuff. And that awesome, like fisherman's buster that he pulled out on Dijak. And Dijak is great. He's one of the best, like the best work rate big men in the world. And the fact that he's been like relegated to at least on the main roster, like doing main event for a while after he was T-bar. Like, He had some bangers in NXT before he got called up and then left to rot. So I'm so glad he's back. And I really love this match. There were a bunch of times where they sold me a ticket. I was like, there's no way that's not the finish. And both of these guys have perfected the kick out at 2.97.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Like there were, I was like, holy shit. They won. It ended here. And as I was saying that, they kicked out. Like, great stuff. And then the finish was dog shit. Like, I don't know how to parse it better than that.
No, you're
like,
right.
They Dijak got tired of Wesley kicking out all this big shit. He couldn't get him. He couldn't hit him with his what do they call it? I don't know what he calls it. His version of the GTS. He couldn't hit him with that. Feast your eyes. Every time Wesley find a way to squirm out of it. Okay. So he's just tired of this kid. So he puts him in an office chair and locks him in there with a broom.
Yeah. Oh God.
And
that
then
spot.
He goes up the top rope and I'm like, what are you going to do a moonsault onto him in an office chair?
That's
because that feels like there's all kinds of ways for that to hurt you worse than him. But of course he doesn't. Because Tony D'Angelo and Stax have shown up and pushed Wesley out of the way and take the moonsault themselves. And they were doing some really cool, subtle babyface work with Tony D'Angelo and Stax. And this just throws all the subtlety out the window. We came here and saved your hero from a certain defeat. Don't you all love us? And I'm like, I don't think that's a Tony D'Angelo thing to do. I guess like he doesn't like Dijak and can't allow Dijak to be the victor.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Tony was like, oh, well, now Wesley owes Tony D. So Tony D is going to cash in that shit and he's going to get his championship match. And I'm like, okay, but aren't there a lot of less confusing ways of doing that? Because honestly, if you're going to have Wesley beat Dijak, which seemed to be the plan the whole way through,
yeah,
I didn't know, man. I thought Dijak could have won the North American Championship here. Like, that's kind of why he came back.
He was so, my pick, to be honest. I said, I think Wesley moves on to something else, and Dijak finally gets retribution. You see what I did there?
Yeah,
but no, sorry about that. What a bad retribution was.
Yeah, the moment where Dijak like hulked him up for a top rope powerbomb, and he turned it into a sick looking Hurricane Rana, and then from the top rope he hit that like what did the spiral tap, like the old like super spinny thing that Santon that AJ Styles used to do.
Yeah,
that's it. That's the finish. You could, you, whatever bullshit intrigue stuff you want to do with Tony D and all this stuff, because I really like Tony D, but I think all like, if it's, oh, we got to set up the next thing, do that on Tuesday during your actual, let the pay-per-views have good matches, do your intrigue bullshit finishes on Tuesdays. Like, a clean finish would have made this one of the top 10 NXT matches I've seen since the heyday. Like, by far. Maybe top five. Like, since they switched over, since, like, prior to them running against AEW, this would have been one of the top matches. And they're like, nah, just kidding. How about he does a moonsault onto people who aren't involved in the match for some reason? Then he gets distracted by that. And Wesley hits him with a jumpy kick. Like, it just feels like it didn't work, man.
That kind of sounded a lot like Shawn Michaels there a little bit.
A little bit like Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if you were trying to like maybe say it was him or not, but that was close, brother.
Right. Tom Brady says, not that Tom Brady, I don't think. says Wes Lee versus Tyler Bate at Stand and Deliver, please. Yes, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Hold on one second. I'm gonna see if I can find a picture of it. See, where is it? Here we go.
Dylan.
I'm gonna try and find a picture of it. So Dijak, somewhere along the way, got his middle finger broken badly.
Yeah,
and I was like, hey, he didn't even have to face Pete Dunne to get that. Like, that's great. Like, that's good. I mean, oh man, I'm gonna put this on the thing for everybody. Oh, dang it. Okay. I'm going to upload this so everybody can see it if you haven't seen it. It's a great picture that Dijak posted of it. Man. It's jacked up. His figure is jacked up. So I'm going to post that and everybody can see it in this thing. It is nuts. I really loved this match, but I thought the finish was stinky.
Yeah. That's all. It was hard hitting. Them boys really took care of, except for that broken finger, of each other in the ring.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened. Like,
I know, I don't. They said it was like in the middle of the match. I don't. Jesus. But he
was doing the rest of the match with that finger like that.
Yeah.
My God.
And he took the picture, holding it up, and I'm like, oh.
Here we go.
There it is. That looks like it was warped on what do you call it? On Photoshop.
Yeah, that is yikes.
Unbelievable. I mean,
yikes. He must have put up his hands to like stop the kick and it got broke that way, because that's, hey kids, that's why you don't put up your hands. Take the full brunt of it to your face like a man. That's nuts.
I'm a man.
I love Dijak. I think he's great. And I think Wesley has been a lot better than I think a lot of people thought he was going to be as a singles wrestler. So good for him. We'll see, you know. We'll see. I'm very excited by this. I don't know where the North American title picture goes after this. Looks like they're shunting T-Bar to a feud with Tony D'Angelo, babyface Tony D'Angelo. I don't know if that's what we're doing. Wesley versus Tyler Bate at Stand and Deliver for the North American title is great. Wesley in like a 6-man ladder match for that title might be even better, depending who they throw in there with him. So. CO says that Vinger got die-jacked up.
Wow.
Sean Blanford says they keep showing Dijak's finger like they were show the crying kid who loses the NCAA championship. We don't want to see it, but it gets the views, man. I want to see it. There was no blood. There's no blood. It looks wonky. Like it's just
sideways. It looks like someone who's worked.
Ricardo says get Dijak's finger some blue chew. Oh. And G-Bro says, Die Jackson needs a Bluetooth for that finger.
Wow.
We'll yeah, I don't know if we're going to. We'll see. We'll see. Axiom versus Lee would be great, too. Dragon Lee, if he's going to be around, like, that could be his. Put, if they're going to do, like, a six-man ladder match, four of them should be Wes Lee, Tyler Bate, Axiom, and Dragon Lee in his first match, first big match for WWE. That'd be great. Lee versus Dragon Lee versus Bate versus Dijak versus two more. Tony D and Axiom, maybe. With Tony D basically being two men, because
yeah,
that way Stax could do whatever he wants, because yep, it's all no DQ. That could be fun. I wouldn't mind that at all. You know what? I don't know how they'd actually work it in there, but give me Julius Creed in there too.
Oh, man.
If they're not going to have them wrestling for the tag titles, get Julius Creed in there in like as part of that thing. He would do some amazing. He would backflip off a ladder while carrying another ladder. That dude's incredibly strong and athletic.
That sounds fun, actually. Yeah. No fingers bent on that in any of those matches.
Yeah. Oh boy. He's not really named Kate, Will. It's a joke. Yeah. Kate is usually the co-host for the show, and she's on vacation, so she can't be here.
By the way, also my pronouns are she and her, so it is Kate.
Right. They refuse to make any new graphics for me when somebody else is co-hosting. Like it's at this point it's a rib. So as a bit of like a protest, I always just make my co-host, whoever it is, Kate, because I think it's funny. So there, I've explained the joke.
Follow me at Miss Kate Fabe on Twitter.
Oh, yes, you should definitely follow Miss Kate Fabe on Twitter. So Horse Girl and Porn Accountant are your new tag team champions.
Yeah, you called this.
not something I wanted, for sure. I listen, the entire thing about Kayden and Katana Chance, formerly Casey Catanzaro, is that they've been a tag team forever, right? And so therefore they could say, well, all these teams that come and go, you know, they're friends for a while, they decide they're going to get a title shot. Well, they're not us, because we're a real tag team. Through thick and thin, we've always had each other's backs, right? So when you book two mortal enemies to like put aside their differences because their boyfriends are friends, and then one of them cheats behind the other's back to win, what you're saying is that real tag team wrestling doesn't matter. It's bullshit. You get zero advantage. They are telling us that you get zero advantage from being a consistent tag team who has worked together for years, has perfected all of their double team offense, all of that shit. You are telling us it doesn't matter. You might as well just be two singles wrestlers we threw together, because being a real tag team, nah, it doesn't fucking matter. And that's my problem with this whole thing. Like, it just, like, that's what you're telling us, and I don't like that. Now, that's not that I'm saying a huge fan of the TikTok tag team, as they were christened early in the thing. Hey, these two girls like TikTok. And then they were like ravers for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And lest we forget, both of these rednecks, Briggs, Double Vest at the Beach, Briggs and Jensen, had the hots for these girls and kept asking them to go to concerts and stuff, and they kept getting rebuffed. So, like, is there some, like, oh, maybe they're jealous. Maybe it's like a love quadrangle. You never know. All this stuff. The big thing here is that also, not only are you saying that being a tag team forever, it doesn't really matter, you kept telling us these are the longest reigning tag champions, period, on the main roster or in NXT. And they can be had by two women wrestling their second match together who don't even like each other. Like, you're telling us that being that tag team wrestling doesn't matter. It's just like, it's just a thing that you do occasionally because you have to. And I don't like that. Like, that's bad storytelling. But also what's really upsetting is the fact that the TikTok tag team, Casey and Katana, are the longest reigning champions ever. Do you know how long they held the belts? If you're reading it, don't read it.
I just read it, so I'm not going to say anything. But
186 days.
So my guess was going to be they were tag team champions for 100 days before I looked at that. I was like, okay, they have to have crossed the 100-day mark already. Right. And 186. And 186. They lost to a team that, yeah.
They're wrestling their second match. 186 days is like 186 days is like 6 months. That's nothing to shake a stick at. But it should not be your longest reigning women's tag team champions ever.
Can it be that maybe they're getting pulled up?
I mean, listen, I'd love for them to get pulled up. They should get pulled up. They absolutely should. Okay. The second longest reigning tag team in all of WWE is the Kabuki Warriors. During the 2020, the PC era, when Asuka and Kairi were the tag team champions.
That's right.
Right? Number three was the longest of the two Toxic Attraction reigns at 158 days. Number four was Carmella and Zelina. 132 days that Carmella and Zelina were tag champs. And number five, Natalya and Tamina. 129 days.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's the top five.
That's crazy.
By the way, our amazing mod, Luis Pulido, is also our head of research, and he went out and got me all these things.
Yeah.
But here's what it is. If you just count NXT women's tag titles, okay? TikTok, number one. Number two, Toxic. Number three, Io and Zoe for 112 days. Remember they were hey, we're an odd couple. She's Japanese, and I hate sushi. How are we going to get along? Like, that shit, okay? That was number three. Oh, number four was the Toxic Attraction's second longest reign. They've had two reigns. Total is 248 days. So it feels like they've been the tag champs for the longest because they've had two separate reigns. Number five was Candice and Indy were tag champs for 66 days. Ember and Shotzi were tag champs for 55 days. And number seven, the seventh longest,
oh my God,
was Cora and Roxanne Perez for 14 days.
Wow.
And the number eight and nine were the same tag team. Raquel and Dakota Kai once for 4 days. And once for one fucking hour.
How do you take this that division seriously into another level? Right? You're God, man.
Like,
it's interesting.
Like, that's too bad, right? Like, because I think that women's tag team wrestling can be great, but you got to actually book it right. Like, you know, like, it just, it's so weird.
Did all these people get called up right after their reigns or no?
No. Zoe's still down there.
Right.
Indy's still down there. Candice was down there for a lot longer after that. Ember and Shotzi. Ember's no longer employed by the company. Shotzi got pulled up like right after her and Ember lost the title.
Yes.
She got pulled up and put in a different tag team.
Yes. Right.
Cora and Roxy, that ridiculous thing where there were 14 days in the thing. Raquel and Dakota Kai, I mean, obviously.
That Cora Roxy thing was so dumb. Oh my god.
So the match was actually really good. I thought there was good stuff. Both the challengers got to show how good they've become. Kiana James has improved a crazy amount since she got there. Fallon Henley is also very good, but the whole thing, they had the beach. They had Brooks Jensen out there literally holding his girlfriend's purse as an object of ridicule. You know, like, that's the whole thing there. But man, Kayden and Katana have awesome chemistry as a tag team.
Yeah.
They should be pulled up. And if you're going to do a thing where the, you put the tag team titles on real competent, don't lose every non-title match heels, not Damage Katarl, but I don't know, Ronda and Shayna or something, then you absolutely need a team like Kayden and Katana to chase.
Yeah.
You know, to come close a few times, not quite make it over the hump, and then finally beat them. That's what you need. At the end, Kiana James holds down Caden's feet as Fallon is pinning her, and Fallon still, right now, does not know that's what happened. She's going to be very upset that they had to cheat in order to win. Kiana's going to be like, what are you talking about? We're tag champs. It'll be fine. And then they're putting them together. They put them together. Two matches later, they're champions, and they're going to break them up while they're still champions. Because, like, and in the main event, like, I think they're going to keep Toxic Attraction together, but they could easily break them up after the main event. Like, they're not, the reason we don't have any long tag reigns is because nobody's allowed to be a tag team for longer than a few months before they break up, because women be crazy. Jambeard says, so is the tag team name for Horse Girl and Porn Accountant now Horse Porn?
Wow,
someone suggested Country Hub.
What?
Country Hub? Is that what Luis's thing? Somebody suggested Country Hub. I don't know. Hold on. Did you see this? Gulak's gonna get some wrestling gear for Hank Walker. I didn't see this.
Yes, I did. I saw that.
Talk about this.
Yeah. So it was like a Instagram video that they decided to put up as Gulak was talking to Hank and telling him, "Hey, do you see these other wrestlers out here? Do you see what they look like? Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and get you some wrestling gear. Like, let's go find you. Move along." Like, it was just 15. And I love Drew to death. I don't know. I just don't know what they're doing. I mean, I don't know what they're doing with them, but I it's funny because I've had the pleasure of hanging out with him, you know, as friends. And it's like, I would never in a million years, when I'm hanging out with these guys, is ask them anything about work or business. That's just not me. And, right. And it's funny to watch him on TV and he's doing this bit with Hank on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Mm-hmm.
Don't understand it.
I'm happy that Hank Walker's gonna get some wrestling gear.
That's all it was. He was like, "Did you see everyone else around you? You see how they're dressed? Let's go get your wrestling gear." And that was
honestly like, just a different shirt would be nice.
A different shirt.
They got the same like forest green one every time. How about a nice, I don't know, khaki?
And all pictures too. He's in all the pictures. He has the same shirt on.
It's true. And everyone from NXT was a live watch party. Like, you're required to come to work to watch. You can't sit on your couch at home petting your dog. No, you got to come into work. That would suck. I'd hate
Keegan Lyons. She was home.
Yeah.
All right. She just posted a picture showing that she was watching it.
Lyra calls out the locker room. Valentina for Royce answers. I missed that too.
Wait. Did I miss that? Was I watching Peacock commercials?
I don't know. Probably we're probably watching
Peacock. Yeah, because I'm poor, guys. I saw a super chat come in early and I laughed at it.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
You'll read it, I guess, when you get to it. But
listen, Lyra Valkyria. Valentina Feroce. I did see that. Wendy Chu is going to be at ringside for Valentina Feroce to like help her out. All right. Cool. Good for that. All right. Okay. Here we go. Apollo Crews versus Carmelo Hayes, 2 out of 3 falls. This was so dumb.
You
make a 2 out of 3 falls match, right? And the Apollo Crews shows up back in NXT, and his immediate thing is, I'm coming for that title. I'm coming for that, Braun. Like, listen, I respect you. I think you're a great champion. I'm coming for that title. It's a title I never had the opportunity to win while I was here. I would argue, this is me saying it, not Apollo. He got called up too early. They didn't have anything for him. They just made him smiling black guy for a while, and it didn't work. Like, they didn't give him a character, nothing to do. He's like, this guy's really athletic and powerful, and he's got a great smile. There's your character. Go. Oh, did you not get over? That's your fault.
Dude.
No. You didn't have anything for him. Shouldn't have brought him up. I would argue he was in prime position in NXT that when Samoa Joe won the title back, that he was the perfect guy to challenge Samoa Joe, to be the young, up-and-coming babyface to challenge Samoa Joe in NXT, and they called him up too early. And they, like, it just wasn't, he never got the chance to be what he could have been in NXT. Now, he's a former U.S. champion. He's a former Intercontinental champion. He had a Nigerian drum match at WrestleMania. So, not many people can say that. So, you know,
he was like one step away from being Scripps.
Right.
I feel like poor Apollo, man.
Yeah.
He's been with this company for a very long time. Yeah. And he needs a big refresher. Because yeah. I feel bad, man. Like that whole gimmick with the whole like accent thing. And then, I don't know, man. Like. God, yeah. But it wasn't, I honestly did not, this match was not something that I was left going, wow, that was really like, that was such a great match.
I thought this was going to steal the show by far.
Same, especially with
these two guys are incredible.
Yes. Yes.
And like a 2 out of 3 falls match, like it starts kicking into high gear midway through the second fall. Like you always know that's what's going to happen. Like these guys are great together. Honestly, like either one of these guys winning wouldn't have surprised me because Braun needs a top opponent for Stand and Deliver. And Apollo said, I'm coming back here for that title.
Yeah.
And also Carmelo Hayes has always felt like they've kept him away from Braun this whole time because they didn't want to have to choose between their two favorite sons. Either way, this comes out great. All you got to do is not fuck it up with the booking of this match.
It was
Look what they did. Look what they did.
Yeah, the very end was just...
So Apollo taps out to a crossface after a very long first fall. And his thought was, if I stay in here and try and fight my way out of it, I might get hurt. So I'm going to tap out now, and then I'm going to get one quick fall back, and then it's any man's game, right? That's usually what happens when a guy taps out in the first fall. That makes sense.
Right.
That's how you book these matches. But Trick Williams keeps getting involved all the time because that's what he's out there for. And what do I say? What did I say last night about Swerve? Swerve should beat guys on his own.
Yeah.
Carmelo Hayes is talented enough. He shouldn't have to rely on his on his hype man at ringside to get shit done for him. He shouldn't. So, instead of it going to a second fall for Apollo and then move to the next decisive fall, during the second fall, they have Dabba Kato come out. And this is the thing where I was like, Kate, if you were on the show and had not watched it, and I just told you the God's honest truth about what happened in the Apollo Crews versus Carmelo Hayes match, there's no way you would believe me. Dabba Kato Okay, they called him Daba Kato, not Commander Aziz, because that's what he was known as when he was the bodyguard for, yes, for Apollo Crews during their Nigerian thing they were doing, right? And I always said, the joke that I said is, you can't fool me. That's not Commander Aziz. That's Daba Kato in a fucking jacket. And they took the jacket away from him. So now he's Daba Kato without the jacket. But they're calling him Daba Kato, not Commander Aziz. But they name him, hey, that's Commander Aziz. We haven't seen him in forever. And so he intimidates Trick Williams away from ringside, gives a high five to Apollo, who seems like very happy to see his old running mate. And then Apollo turns around right into the jumping axe kick thing, the jumping leg drop that that Melo does. And Melo pins him, wins two straight falls. The second fall, Apollo Crews loses because Daba Kato comes out and distracts him.
No.
And after the match, Daba Kato gets in the ring, helps up Apollo Crews. They hug, and then he immediately turns on Apollo Crews and does his choke bomb thing on a chair. And so, Apollo, we know we told you, because that's why the promo was this when you first got back. We know we told you that you were coming back to win the NXT, at least challenge for the NXT gold a lot, because that was the thing that eluded you. Just kidding. We're gonna mire you in a feud with a dude who can't work. Like, Apollo Crews, before he became, like, I think Apollo Crews was the first guy who had multiple matches against Omos.
Yeah.
And now they've saddled him with another giant stiff. And if you want to be saddled with of the giant stiff, there's only one thing for you.
Hello. Is your penis limp? Would you like it to be erect? Fortunately, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL is going to help you out an awful lot. Maybe you're having trouble with that. Maybe you just want the confidence. Well, BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL is right for you. Free. Your first order is free. You just pay $5 shipping. There are a few other steps you go through. You consult with the online physician. If approved, it ships straight to your door in a discreet package. But your first shipment is free with the code FIGHTFUL. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work, but they work on your schedule or whenever you're not ready and you want to be ready, whenever the mood arises. It's in a chewable form, very easy, very simple. Help yourself out. Give yourself that confidence with BlueChew.com and the code FIGHTFUL.
I had to redeem myself after the second transition wasn't actually a transition last night. If you know, you know.
You had to
be there.
First one
last night was legendary. I'll stand legendary. By that. Second one was terrible.
Is second your one... penis limp? I mean, Jesus. I'm going to start that conversation at the dinner table on Thanksgiving.
Are your balls hairy? Click. Yeah. Manscaped.
Like, are your balls hairy? Work. Dad.
Yeah. Anyway. Listen, I love Carmelo. Right?
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's moving past this.
Yes.
And he's going to have a feud with Braun. That's going to be great. That's going to be the best feud, I think, that they have for these two guys. I think both of those dudes are main roster ready right now.
Yes.
Like, that's awesome. And at the same time, man, you done Apollo dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, him coming back to NXT just to feud with Daba Kato. Because before, remember, he had that ridiculous thing with Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
Remember, also, they're like, yes, hey, we got a gimmick for you, Apollo. Remember how we didn't give you a gimmick for the longest time? Now we got a brand new one for you. You can see through time, which is just stupid. Like, and they gave him that, and he tried to make it work. Also, you like to sit in diners and write in your journal.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Like, that's like, I mean, I. Okay. But anyway.
It's a paycheck, Alex. It's coming in. You just say yes to the storylines and you continue going.
I guess
it's because we're sitting here.
Right.
But I'm sure if we were the ones getting something written to us and that big old check keep on coming in the mail.
Oh, sure.
I'm going to say, like, yeah, let's do it. Who cares?
But like, listen, like I have a slight I can relate to this in a way because I was a working stage actor for 10 years.
Very nice.
Like you get cast in the play and then you're in rehearsals and you're like, here's this stupid thing you're going to do.
Yes. Like, you're right.
But wait, I don't feel like my character would do this. And like in rehearsals, you fight with the director, you speak up for what you can do. And eventually they'll tell you, you're going to do it the way that I'm telling you to do it. And you kind of have to. But the whole time you're doing it, every time you go out there and do the show again, you get to that point in the night and you go, I don't want to do this. This is so dumb. Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
And like, but you got to go out there and the check clears at the end of the week. So you do it, but you're not happy doing it. And so I feel bad for Apollo because I know there's no way he could be happy doing this. When the alternative was, I think, pitched to him, you're going to come back. You're going to be the greatest rival for Bron Breakker. And maybe you'll even get a short reign as the champion before he wins it back from you and becomes a 3-time champion.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was probably what was pitched to him, which is why he's here in the first place. And instead, he's got to, like, carry around a giant stiff. And if you're carrying around a giant stiff, sorry, I did that one. I did that one already. Yeah. Nerguru says, Mello is him. Roxy is her. That is all. That is, I mean, I we'll talk more about Roxy, and she is. But Jambeard also, you know, backing me up here, says, in the promo package, Apollo did say he left NXT too early, and that's why he was always thinking about NXT in the back of his mind. I mean, I don't know how he couldn't have thought that. In those first few months when he was up on the main roster, there was nothing for him to do, and he just was floundering. Like, but I thought they really were ready to strap a rocket to him in NXT, and then they called him up too early.
Yeah.
And Luis says, I wanted Dragon Lee, not Dabba Kato. I mean, if given the choice, always choose the Dragon Lee. You know?
It's funny how they brought back my man from Raw Underground.
Yeah.
Might as well should bring that back too, right? NXT Underground, maybe?
Listen.
Here comes the
Raw
money.
Raw Underground was a fucking acid trip. Like, just Shane McMahon saying, hey, what if we did Fight Club? On the third hour of Raw.
You remember that? That was bad, man.
That was so crazy.
That was bad. Hey!
Sean.
The man is split.
We got a super chat about you. It says, from SRS, they're doing an angle on the post-show presser where Grayson Waller confronted Shawn Michaels. Matt Bloom had to come get him. Grayson Waller asked if Sean Ross Simp was there.
Ha, he did. Ha, ha. He did. He actually called me that during our interview a few weeks ago, but yeah, they did a little bit of an angle there. And it was very clearly set up. Shawn Michaels, it's so funny. Shawn like played it off as well. You know what? I can't say a lot because I was the same way when I was younger, which is funny. Cause like I've asked Carmelo Hayes in the past, what does he rein you in on? And how, first off, where does he get off doing right, something
you,
like that?
Rating you in on anything.
Yeah, and Carmelo told me that it's things that he looks at in promos and he goes, what does this word mean? And is it going to get us in trouble? Like that type of thing. And Carmelo would always say that it's because like Sean used to do that stuff himself.
Yeah,
and that he knew that he had to have somebody like that rein him in, but didn't. And Sean also knows that sometimes that's a good thing, that's a bad thing. But this was completely kayfabed. It was completely scripted, obviously.
Right.
And the Carmelo stuff where he got reined in, so to speak, was real. But I think the biggest thing was that he answered my question, pat myself on the back there. They're not allowing NXT talent to do select indies. Like, that is not a real thing.
Oh.
He said that Booker T asked for Ivy Nile specifically as a favor for Reality of Wrestling, which is kind of what I suspected, but I wasn't going to go out there and say it because I didn't know. So I was just like, okay, I'm talking to Shawn Michaels tonight. Why not ask him?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, yeah, I heard about that. He goes, as of now, that's just a one-off. Obviously anything can happen down the line, but Booker T wanted them. And if you want me to hypothesize or give a hunch, I would imagine Booker T probably said, listen, I'm working the Rumble.
Right.
Can you throw me Ivy Nile? And they're probably like, yeah, sure, why not? Reality of Wrestling is safe. We know them. We've got tons of talent there. Ivy would probably love to do it. She was in San Antonio already for the Rumble as an alternate. So that was pretty interesting. There wasn't, honestly, this was a very, very short presser. It'll be up on our podcast platforms everywhere very soon. But like, as I look, it was 16 minutes. Wow. Like it was, that's maybe the shortest I've ever been on ever. Wow. I mean, they just let me ask another question, but then Grayson Waller ran in, and how am I not going to say, what was up with that? like how after that, after Grayson Waller comes in, calls me a simp and yells at Shawn Michaels, am I going to go, hey, you know, Kevin Owens talked about getting you out of retirement. Never mind the shit that we just saw. So I didn't really get like a second real question in, but there wasn't a ton there, but it's a quick listen. If you guys want to check it out after this, I'm going to look at what other notes I had, because there really wasn't much. Dijak's finger isn't broken. It was a dislocation.
Well, that's better.
That's fantastic.
Yes. Kishara letting us know per Sean, by way of Sean. Dijak's finger isn't broken. They're just dislocated. They're trying to relocate it.
Yes. And the doctor, I was told that the doctor was very surprised there wasn't a break. I know a lot of Twitter doctors were like, oh, well, obviously. Listen, his actual doctor was like, damn, bro, you didn't break that. Good for you. So, but I hope you
Waller
guys
versus Sean Ross Sapp at Stand and Deliver.
Oh, wow. Book it.
Yeah.
How's your back? Good.
The promo battles would be fantastic.
You're gonna have to carry that match.
Damn, bro. Listen, I see Shaza out there cheering him on. So I mean, already it.
Right.
I'm open to it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I feel the bulging discs in my neck just even thinking about that match. Honestly.
Yeah. We got questions. Do you think Katana and Caden are going to be called up?
So it's funny because for like a year and a half, when people would say, who do you see getting a call up? My answer has been, the hell if I know. Yeah. Like there's no rhyme or reason to it anymore. Like they called up Commander Aziz at one point, you know, like they called up, I love Dana Brooke personally, but they called her up out of the blue. Like she very much needed NXT.
Right.
Then they would call up Apollo Crews with like no plan, none at all. Then there'd be people like Elias who almost completely skip NXT. Braun completely skipped NXT. Right. There are some people that did that. I have long said, even when Vince was there, that Katana and Caden looked like the two type of people that they would just be like, well, yeah, come on up. They would just start appearing on main event. Yeah. Then the next thing you know, they would show up in the background of a Raw segment and they would be up. I mean, you obviously need more tag team depth. I don't know if you need them on the main roster till after Mania. If you already know that, spoiler, Rousey and Baszler against Damage Control is the direction, which I think is a very good direction for the women's tag team titles, because Ronda Rousey, despite me not really liking her work before the Raquel match, is a star. And if you can get a star involved in that match, do it. Why not? But yeah, I think they should probably go up there for the depth, because it is a wasteland right now. They need to do some reshuffling, and I think that they should be a part of that reshuffling.
Yep. I agree.
Guys, make sure you all check out the post-show presser. It will be on our podcast platforms everywhere. But guys, thank you all so much for doing this
post-show.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. We got Broadway Joe. Hello, Mr. Namath. How are you?
Oh, he's here.
Wes versus Dragon Lee. Or I would argue also West versus Tyler Bate, or West versus Axiom, or West versus Nathan Frazier. Just let those two flippy guys go crazy. But Dragon Lee is option number one. Roxy versus Tiffany Stratton, and Mello versus Braun is worth the price of admission alone for Stand and Deliver. Book it, sexy boy. Well, I don't have the pencil, so I'm not. Oh, you're talking about Sean. I thought you were talking to me.
He's sexy.
Yeah.
You're sexy too.
Yeah, it was both. Michael Dammit says, here's some money so Alex number two can get Peacock without ads.
I told you it was coming.
Yeah. Shauna Walensky says, yes, we get dad with Uncle Alex while mom's on her girls' weekend.
We're taking care of the kids, Alex.
Yeah. And then she adds, so thankful Waller lost, and we will get Breaker versus Mello. So excited. Yeah, we'll talk more about that in a bit. little bit of Ronda slander. Ronda ain't a star. It's not 2016. Come on.
Wow. No lies. No lies there, I think, right?
I mean, folks, where's the lie? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, are they bigger stars than... is Ronda a bigger star than most of the women that might be in a tag match? I would argue yes. But I wouldn't say that she's like a star.
Right. You can't single-handedly put her in the same light as like a Charlotte Flair.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had the big Fatal 4-Way tag team title match. This was a ton of fun and really felt like it was what the New Day kind of set out to do, as they said in interviews.
100%.
We're there to work with some younger talent, you know, because we want to have the matchup with these guys. We're not there to like have a 2-year reign in NXT. And to their credit, they did. Good for them. Everybody got time to shine. And I would argue, if you're not going to keep the titles on the New Day, which I feel like you probably shouldn't, of the three, I think Gallus is the best choice. And the reason I think that is because they're the best team to chase. Like, Pretty Deadly is a fine little comedy heel team. They're good wrestlers, but their gimmick is like, oh, look at us. Don't you all hate us because we're a certain thing that you are supposed to hate? And ha ha ha, you know, like, but Gallus is just bruising big boys. They can cut title, they can cut promos like, hey, it is Haley. You're going to hate, going to hate Haley. And nobody understands anything. And then you can get like the Creeds to chase them, or you could have chase them. I don't, but like, you could have these people chasing the big bruising brawler tag team. I feel like is a safer bet. And I talked about this on Tuesday. They dug themselves into a hole with me with Chase U, where they were like, this is Andre Chase. He runs an actual university. And like, that's bullshit. And they've never been able to dig themselves out of that hole with me. They have with other people, and that's great. And they're super over, but I can never never look at it and go like, that's something I can root for, because the whole thing was built on a lie. And I didn't love that. I love Duke Hudson. I think that guy's great. I loved that moment where he got a chance to really shine. And one thing I will say above everything else, the spot that I loved the most was Duke Hudson clearing off the announce table, takes the plastic thing, throws it away, throws the monitors down, and he's gonna put one of those yes boys through that table. And then they got control, threw him back in the ring, and then gingerly put everything back on the table. I've never seen that before, and I popped so hard. I was like, that's exactly what... Here's the thing. I don't love the gimmick, but those guys live that gimmick.
Yes,
and
they do.
Exactly what those guys would do in that situation. And that's the kind of gimmicky stuff that I can get behind.
Yes.
Is when the actors, the performers, the wrestlers who are performing that gimmick absolutely know their characters inside and out. And that was so evident from that moment. They were like, oh, I'm very sorry. How terrible of him. Here's your stuff. Here's the monitors back. That's totally fine. We're going to go in and win our match now. I thought that was great.
So good. So good.
Yeah.
I really had... So I did the pre-show with Maggie and Rob and all them, and I was thinking to myself, I really had my headset around that Pretty Deadly was definitely, I mean, I could have thought to myself, why not? Just they've been this close, just put it on them and let them go on a reign. But it is what it is.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the right call for now anyway.
Right.
I think that I don't love this team, but I think that they're another team that can chase Gallus. Because they have problems with them is Briggs and Jensen, Double Vest and the Beach. They can chase them. The Creeds are obviously the team that I want to chase them, because that's that those that would be some hard hitting stuff. Some really like that would be good. Like, do that. If that is your stand and deliver, excuse me, tag team title match, the Creeds versus Gallus. I mean, I don't, that could be a lot of, that's just a really hard hitting bruising tag team wrestling, which I like, you know, like,
yeah.
Hey, this is fine. I'm fine with this. Hank and Drew for a tag team chase. And
you know what?
I mean, I'm fine with that.
And that might be a place where it's heading.
Yeah. I like this. This is also, this is a good point. Basically a Scottish APA, which I'm totally fine with. I'm totally fine with it being Scottish APA.
You can't understand them, and that's great. That's part of the gimmick.
Yeah, it is. So New Day didn't, like, they were around, but they were on the outside doing nothing for about 7 straight minutes during the end, near the end of the match, and I was like, all right. But I thought everything worked out the way that I think probably it should have. It would have been interesting if Gallus had been the last team included, if they were going to win, because the New Day insisting that they defended against 3 other teams would have then bitten them on the butt. But I think this is fine. It is exactly what it is.
Yeah, it was. I think it was the one match that didn't have to steal the show. It was entertaining. Everyone did what they had to do, and you can tell that they put some thought behind it, because no one knew who was going to win that. You couldn't pick. I mean, they could have very well just kept the tag titles on the New Day for another pay-per-view, right, and give someone their WrestleMania moment, their WrestleMania weekend, but I guess the boys have other plans.
Yep. Yeah. So, as I said, remember the first 3 matches, all great, with a weird booking at the end. The match that I thought had the most potential to be a complete cluster was the four-way tag match, and that turned out to not be.
Yeah.
So that's good.
That's what I'm saying. I honestly
And another match that had huge cluster potential was Roxanne Perez versus Gigi and JJ in a handicap/triple threat.
The crowd was hot.
Crowd was hot for this. Roxanne Perez is super over and an amazing talent. And Gigi and JJ are great wrestlers in their own right. But to me, it feels like this is too early in Roxanne's reign to give her the, it's a triple threat, but technically it's a handicap match.
Right.
Like, that's one of those things of after you've had 3 or 4 successful, hard-fought, one-on-one title defenses, then you throw this at her. It's like, how is she going to survive? Right? And like, that's the point where if her reign was 4 or 5 months long, 5 months old, and then you throw this at her, maybe we go, maybe you do the weird crazy thing and you have her get pinned.
Yeah.
But if this is her first real major title defense, I think it's her first one at all. Like, there's no way that I believe you're going to take the title off her right now. And I should, because this kind of odds stacked against her should make me question it. But because you make this first, and I get why, because it comes right off the heels of the Mandy Rose thing.
Right.
So it's perfect timing for Gigi and JJ to do it. But it also feels like if Roxanne Perez, tiny little, precious, sweet, amazing wrestler, but precious, sweet Roxanne Perez, can overcome these 2 great wrestlers teaming up to try and beat her, then what are you going to throw at her that even going to be even remotely a challenge? Like, this that's the problem.
This was way too early to build a super strong baby face right now with her. Like, I would have thought that they would, you know, maybe find a challenger for her, a single challenger for her, you know, and then she overcame that one and worked herself up into something like this, where you had a quote unquote handicap match. It felt out of place. Now, the match was great. The girls killed it. I'm a ginormous Gigi Dolin fan. Like, I, you know, beyond of a fan.
Her facial expressions.
Oh,
everything from like, yes, I can't believe you just hit me, JC Jane, to I got dropped on my head and I'm pretty sure I'm dead now. Like,
yeah,
she's got amazing facial expressions.
She has range. She has range in everything that she does. Physically, everything.
Yeah. Sean Blanford says that Gigi's slowly starting to morph back into an evolved version of Priscilla Kelly. If so, I am all for it. Well, she might. I could break her up with JC Jane. Like, for most of this match, they were at each other's throats and trying to beat each other up. Yeah. And there was a point where they were like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, they were like, let's help yeah, each other out, because if one of us can beat this girl we hate, then we'll figure it out after that, right?
Yeah.
And so they were teaming up against her, but Gigi got put through a table, knocked off the top rope, and Pop Rocks from the top, you took out JC Jane, and Roxanne won.
That's a like, move.
You got some really great suitors.
Yeah,
looking out for Roxanne.
Yeah,
I think Zoe Stark is a great way to go for her first one-on-one feud. I think that I would hold off on Tiffany until you're ready to take the titles off of Roxanne. I don't want Tiffany Stratton getting a shot until she beats Roxanne, because yeah, I think Tiffany is your next, like the next girl you can make by making her a champion is Tiffany Stratton. So maybe we hold off on her and she's not the program for Standard Deliver, unless they're like, let's just bring up Roxanne as soon as possible, because she's totally ready right now. And we have we can run. The problem I have with this is that on the main roster, they're just going to run into the ground. She's so young.
They played it off today again.
She's so young. She came out of the womb last Tuesday and she's already a fully formed wrestler. Like, that's one thing I don't want them to do. So that's why I would like them for her to stay in NXT for a year, so that they becomes less likely for them to be like, look at her. How is she so young and also a wrestler? I wish, you know. Yeah. It's not official that Gigi and JC split up.
Correct.
But they could go that route, or they could put them back together. But if they do break them up, like, that's another tag team that doesn't need to get broken up. They should be on the main roster right now. Like, they should have been a while ago.
They're suffering up there too, man. You know, I know Sean said it, but I've been saying it for weeks with Kate on Friday nights, that women's roster is suffering right now. They're running on fumes they're basically running Sonya Deville to the ground now again. Yeah. With these weird little storylines, and I don't think they'd have enough trust in Ronda doing anything exciting. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they're seeing it. They see what we see. So they got to start thinking about these young talent that are hot right now,
right,
that can possibly do things. Like, obviously, Toxic Attraction has been there for a while, man. Just move them up. Move them. Dude,
yeah.
They came out on Raw that one episode,
yeah,
and people went nuts for them.
They're fully formed tag team with a fully formed aesthetic and style. They would translate to the main roster immediately.
Big time.
And here's something that I also think that I don't know, man. The more and more I think about it, the more I think that Mandy Rose is not going to be gone for a long time. If she wants to come back, I think they'll be like, let's find a middle ground here, you know? And then, because they acknowledge that they may have dropped the ball with that thing. So, like, I don't know. Like, if you bring her back.
A slap in the face. Like, if I was Mandy, I'd be like, sorry. Like,
oh, I agree.
Why am I going to put my body through when I'm making money?
Right.
With my body, making, right, you know, art in my own way. Right. Yeah. As opposed to making art in the ring and getting beat up and bruised up. Right. And she's making guap. That's what the business is all about, man. Making the guap.
Mm-hmm. Jambier says, not going to lie, a Roxy versus Alexa. Sorry. Shut up. A Roxy versus my Alexa's over there.
Oh. Yeah.
Every time I say that. A Roxy versus Bliss main roster feud wouldn't be bad at all. No, it wouldn't. Actually, there'd be pretty cool little, like, little Spitfires back and forth. We'll have fun.
Yeah, but with the way Lexi's being booked right now as the ghost Lexi or whatever.
Obviously not.
Yeah. Now. No, I know. But
in a perfect world where that doesn't exist.
Send me there now.
And also, they've already set up the fact that Sonya knows them. When Mandy was out that one time, Sonya showed up and helped.
Like, I think it'll be cool to have them come out in disarray, like on Raw, and then like have Sonya come down, like, girls, like, why are you arguing amongst each other? We as a unit can handle this. And they're like, oh, that's what's happening here.
Yep. Bron Breakker and Grayson Waller had hey, that's nice, Jelly. Jelly says, at work, just want to say you guys are awesome.
Hey, well, thank you, Jelly. Thanks, Jelly. I hope you're having a good day at work. Or night.
Bron Breakker versus Grayson Waller in a steel cage, where they announced that Escape would not win you the match, which is the way that it always should be. At least you should not be able to escape through the door. The door being an escape method has ruined the cage matches forever. I'm of the opinion that it should always only be pin or submission in the cage. But if you want to escape, you're going to have to jump off of that thing to your death. Like, that should, that, you know what I mean? Like, that should be it.
Like the pit in Mortal Kombat.
Right.
That's it. You won, but you're dead.
Yeah. So this is Braun.
The match didn't feel like I could see it in your face. The match did not feel over the top either. It was just Braun going over being the strong guy, which he should. A couple good spots, you know, like the 1-2-3 counts between these two are awesome as well. It looked like the hand, the crowd even went three and they're like, oh no, wait, that wasn't three.
Yeah.
You know, but other than that, like, I'm sorry. And I put this out on Twitter and I don't mean it in any mean way towards the person, but I did ask, does he really look, Waller really look like a champion? He kind of looked like a taller version of Darby Allin to me. Like, he doesn't, maybe he'll morph into it. And I don't mean physically. I mean, the persona. You look at Bron Breakker could be a skinny little twig, right? But his persona, what he's putting out there, you can feel he's a champion.
Right. No, Grayson Waller is all talk, and that's his whole gimmick from the beginning. He's athletic, but nobody will look at him and go, that guy's a really great professional wrestler.
Right.
Like, emphasis on the wrestler.
Yeah.
Like, he's all talk.
Yeah.
And when you're saying that much stuff, not all of it can hit. So like if he's batting 500, that still means that half of the stuff he says is like, well, what have you?
Yeah, it's just right. Yeah.
So like he'd never been for me. I never saw it in the moment where like they said, hey, on a whim, we're gonna turn you heel because you and LA Knight both dressed as Dracula for Halloween Havoc.
Oh.
Like they were like, now you're a heel. And then 2 months later, he was the guy they picked to get the rub from beating up Johnny Gargano so he wasn't NXT anymore. And I was like, this is the dude you're doing that with? Well, you must have really big plans for him. I can't wait to see what they are. And there were none.
Right.
Like, he was just there. Like, he was, they didn't do anything with him. And then, like, his whole 2022 felt like they were just like, stop and start. They gave him Sangha as a bodyguard for like 6 weeks and then had them fight each other. They didn't know what they were doing with this guy. And every time they seemed like, all right, take this guy seriously. I was like, what about the other six times you told him to take us seriously for 2 weeks and then they told us not to take him seriously anymore? So, like, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. I'm glad that Braun won and won strong by being like, where's your talking now?
Wrong, yeah.
You're talking now?
Yeah.
I run this place. And putting him down with a second big spear.
Yeah.
Like, that's good. And then Melo comes out and we know what our big program is. It's the thing they've been holding off on for whatever reason, because they don't want to have to make the choice. They don't want to have, like, because I really feel like they want to protect both guys, which is why I feel like we're going to get a bunch of like bad booking to try and protect both of them.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I'm very excited if they actually let Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker have a match.
Right.
Really let them go.
Let them free. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm worried about how they're going to do things. You know,
I feel like I was talking about this on the pre-show as well, that this is the time of the year where they start building the quote unquote WrestleMania moments for people.
Right.
So I believe that you could potentially crown your next NXT champion as Carmelo comes in and takes it, right? Which would be great.
Right.
And he hangs that banner with Bron Breakker on it. Right.
Yeah.
And he bows down. And on Monday night, the Monday night after, WrestleMania,
right?
You know, whomever is holding the U.S. title, boom, Bron Breakker, he's there. I don't know who will, whoever it could be, John Cena, Shawn Michaels, whoever, you know, like, but I feel like
John Cena winning it and holding it for a night until the new kid comes out.
Yes.
Basically does a ruthless aggression moment.
Yes, exactly.
And beats John Cena on his first night on the main roster. Like,
yes.
I mean, I don't know if Cena would agree to it.
Yes.
But that would be an amazing rub to give to the kid at the beginning. Like,
I 100 billion percent agree that is, if you want to build a star, and you look like, you know, we know that Action Andretti's not going to be Bron Breakker, right? But it was cool to see that moment between Jericho and him, right?
Yeah.
So why not, man? You have the man who held the mantle forever here at WWE. Just say, welcome. You know? And then you bring in back Austin Theory and be like, I can't believe I lost my belt to this punk who lost it to Bron Breakker. I'm after you, Bron.
Like, having Austin Theory be the guy who comes, like, rookie. Like,
yeah.
Austin Theory then turning it around and being the guy who gets to call Bron Breakker kid.
Oh my God, yes.
Like, that's the story you tell there. Like, he hated being called kid for so long. Now he gets to call Bron Breakker kid, and Bron Breakker no selling it because he knows, like, I'm above you. I was NXT champ for, twice for a total of I don't know how many days or whatever. I'm US champ now. You want this back? You're going to have to earn your title shot. But like every time somebody would call Austin Theory kid, it was like somebody called Marty McFly chicken.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So him thinking he can get under Bron Breakker's skin.
Yes.
By calling him kid. Yes. But Bron is like, what is that?
Yeah.
That would even make Austin Theory more angry. Like there's something you could do there, but you know, that's way
you have him come up. You have a nice one. You know, both his uncle and his dad are now on their legends contracts. Yeah. You can do so much where Austin's like, your dad and your uncle are trash. They show up. Like, there's just another year's worth of storytelling there with him, which would be great. I would love to see Bron come up because the rosters are starting to feel a little bit.
Yeah. Also, muddled. He should come up as Rex Steiner.
Yes,
you can't have Bron up on the main roster with Bron.
Yeah,
you can't do Bron and Bron. It's because eventually they're gonna have to have a match against each other.
Bron,
and then it's gonna be really hard for the people on commentary are gonna screw that up. So give him back his real name. Allow him to claim his lineage, for God's sake. Like that immediately to a main roster audience. That immediately makes him a
thing. You know what'd be cool? He takes down what's his name? John, if it were John Cena, right? John Cena's laying on the floor selling the spear, right? And he stands over him with the belt and the mic. He goes, "The name's Rex Steiner, bitch." Yeah. And walks away.
Yeah.
You don't want to say bitch. You don't wanna insult him like that, but the name's Rex Steiner and the math adds up. And just leaves her.
The math adds up is good. The math adds up would be good.
You know, and just walks out. I think those moments is what we grew up with, Alex, watching the Attitude Era. We watched amazing things happen in the ring. For 20 plus years, it kind of stopped after the whole WCW thing. And I think to maybe have that happen now with these the new generation would be great, because WWE's kind of picking up steam. We see it.
Yeah.
They're doing really cool things. So I don't know. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Give me Braun, baby. Rex.
I also thought that it was a huge missed opportunity for them not to have him in the Royal Rumble and eliminate like seven dudes. Like, not win it, not be one of the final five, but just like come in early and wreck shop, and everyone's like, who is this guy? So that when he comes up in a few months, we will point to, remember that guy from the Royal Rumble? Like, I always thought he was the perfect dude to pull a who the hell is this guy in the Royal Rumble. He was the perfect guy to do it, and no.
Yeah, and you know, you could have a Paige moment. Remember Paige came up from NXT and won their title that first night? I mean, it's not like it hasn't been done, but you do it now. I think it's time to pull that trigger with him. I think it's cool. I think he's worth every penny.
Yeah.
And then you put him up against Kota. I know, just kidding.
Aaron H says, eternal question, why is WWE bad at booking baby faces, i.e. Braun? I just don't think they've had the right people for Braun to face. You know, like, they don't have, like, Dijak would be a great guy for Braun to face. You know what I mean? Like, he's been, it's been a parade of really sad sack contenders for a while. Like, he had that thing that lasted forever with Joe Gacy. Like, that wasn't good. That was bad. Like, he had that weird dalliance with Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
That was bad. Like, it just hasn't felt right. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's just, it's odd. Jamie says, Cena 1,000% would put Rex Steiner over on the Raw after Mania in a U.S. Open challenge. Look how he put over KO and Sammy even when they lost.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What I'm saying is, I don't know if Cena would do it, meaning I don't know if they would do, if Cena would wrestle on back-to-back nights kind of a thing. Like, that dude's been out of the game for a bit. Like, he had that match, the tag match with him and KO versus Roman and Sammy. And he was in the match for 45 seconds.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they got him already. But Nerguru says, confident that the Becky and Bayley cage match will be better on Monday. It'll be a different kind of match, but I think Becky and Bayley are really looking forward to doing something special with it because it got pulled from the 30th anniversary.
Yes.
Yeah. Broadway Joe says, it's because for some reason all the uber talented guys are fighting for the North American title and not the world title. Yeah, it is.
That's so true. I didn't even think about that.
It is weird. I'm not really sure exactly where they're going to go with that. Nerguru says, Alex Cardoza, we know why you love Gigi.
Just a big fan, my friends.
Yep, there you go. See,
I love me some Gigi Dolan.
You should. Everyone should. Jambeard says, for Stand and Deliver, I want the yearly five-man ladder match. Wes, Dijak, Toy D, Grayson Waller, and Dragon Lee or Tyler Bate, with Waller becoming North American champ. Because that seems like his ceiling, is Grayson Waller, North American champ. I will also say that I know people in NXT listen to this show. I know they do. I'm going to pitch this again because I think it's a great bit, especially now that he's a babyface. Tony D'Angelo becoming the North American championship and insisting on calling it the Italian American champion.
Oh my God.
Where he puts like the Italian flag on it. Like,
yes.
I think that would be so, so great. Like, pull up all the Sopranos stuff you possibly can, but the Italian American Championship, I think, is an awesome, really solid bit. I love when guys become the champion and then they change something about the championship to suit their own gimmick. I think I'm the Italian American Champion. Like, I think that could be a lot of fun.
And that would work so well. But they, you know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Anyway, guys, thanks for hanging out. That's the end of the whole show. It's great when there's only five matches and no, like, really terrible backstage segments for us to dissect. But it this has been fun. We got you got double Alex's 2 weeks, 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. You got double.
And
A.
Kate will be back on Tuesday, and we could hear her thoughts about Dabba Kato coming back.
Mm. So hyped.
Yeah. Hey, wrestling writer. Tell us everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at wrestlingwriter.com. I'm gonna buy that tonight, by the way. You guys can find me at Alexis Cardoza on Instagram or _ Alexis Cardoza on Twitter, where I spew my nonsense and people seem to enjoy it.
You can find me on the Twitter at Alex Sour Graps, also on YouTube at Alex Sour Graps is my channel. I don't know how I'm gonna be feeling tomorrow. Don't feel great right now. All that cold medicine's wearing off, so I gotta go take some NyQuil and crash. But I'm not sure if I'm gonna be feeling up to doing a review of the latest Last of Us episode as I've been doing every Sunday. But if I don't do it tomorrow night, I'll for sure get it done sometime during the day on Monday. Thank you everybody for being here. We'll see you in the next one. We'll definitely see the other Alex next Friday, and you'll see me all over the place. Until then, guys, keep cool, Gabba Ghouls.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.